We are at the beginning of the third chapter of the sixth canto. Ajamil has already gone back to Godhead. That's good news. By hearing the pastime of Ajamil, he felt inspired and blessed. A tree crash. Maharaj is making the connection. Yesterday, as we were describing Ajamil's departure for the spiritual sky, big bang, big crash was there. So that living entity. So like that, you'll be sending all the trees one by one. Back to Godhead. Yeah, these trees are not ordinary trees here. Very fortunate trees. And the peacock and the deer. And especially all of you. Very special souls. Residents of Golok Dham. You don't have to go anywhere. Just stay here. Okay, we have quite a bit of a ground to cover here. We have about half of the chapter, half of the third chapter for now, and then the other half is for the final session. Raja Uvacha. So that is Raja, the king, King Parikshit, said, in fact, inquired, Nishamya devaha swabhatopavarnitam pratyahakim tanapi dharma rajaha evam hatagyo vihatan murare naideshikair Yashavasi Janoyam. You would like to know Nishamya Devaha Swabhatopavarnitam. One Devaha, this demigod, Yamaraj, heard Swabhatopavarnitam. Bhata, his servants, Yamaraja's servants, Swa, his own servants, Varnitam, whole reporting, whole description of their first-hand experience of what just happened up there. Must be up there, because they went down there, so from there they could say up there what just happened. Pratyaha kim tan api dharma rajaha. After hearing the report, and especially the report of evam hatagyo, that his order, Yamaraja's order, while that was being executed, that order was foiled, was nullified. And his dutas, his representatives were defeated. And this was done by Murari Naideshikasya. This was done by the Muraris. Mura, the killer of Mura demon. His order carriers defeated and foiled the attempt of bringing Ajamil to the hellish planets. So when all this reporting was done to Yamaraj, what did he have to say? Right, question is clear. This is King Parikshit. He's asking for our benefit. Make the just curious. Wants to know more. Okay, Jamil went back home. But then what happened in the capital of Yamaraj? Please tell. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that although the statements of Yamadutas were fully upheld by Vedic principles, the statements of the Vishnudutas were triumphant. This was confirmed by Yamaraj himself. Now he will be doing that. Although what Yamaraj's representatives had spoken, it is upheld by Vedic principles. They spoke kind of truth. Still, the Vishnudutas were triumphant. They were victorious. They had the upper hand, as it says. They had the upper hand. Yamasya devasya na danda bhangaha kutasya na rushai shruta purva asit. And King Parikshit further states that the orders of Yamaraj, and they were defeated, they were foiled, kutasya shruta purva. We never ever heard such a thing. This never happened. First time ever, we are hearing such a unprecedented news. Etan mune vrashyati loka samshayam. And this certainly has caused a doubt, well, in my mind, and certainly loka samshayaha. Lot of people must have similar doubt right now. They must be doubting, wondering. Nahi tvadanyaha iti me vinishchitam. And I personally don't see anyone else competent to shed some light on this matter. Clarify this issue, no one other than you, Om Shuka Muni, could eradicate this doubt. Vrashyati loka samshaya. No one else could do, only you. Hence I'm approaching you. Please clarify. O great sage, never before has it been heard anywhere that an order of Yamaraj has been baffled. Therefore I think that people will have doubt about this, that no one but you can eradicate. Since that is my firm conviction, kindly explain the reasons for these events. This is again the translation of the same. Shuka vacha bhagavata purushai rajan yamyaha pratihatodhyamaha patim vigyapayamasa uryamam sayyami sayyamani patim. Yes, Rajan, my dear king, Bhagavatai Purushai. Yes. Bhagavatai Purushai. The Purushas, the people of Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those four of them is referring to. Those Vishnu Dutas, Yamyaha Pratihatodyamaha. When Vishnu Dutas had defeated the people, the servants of Yamadutas, then they went straight to Sanyamani Patim. Sanyamani is the name of the capital of Yamaraj, Sanyamani. As Amaravati is the capital of Indra. So Sanyamani Pati, Pati master, master of his capital. And Pati also, Patim has come twice. Patim is also master of so many living entities. So after reaching the capital and approaching their Pati, the master, Yamaraj, Vigyapayama, so they informed him this or thus. And next, text number 4. Yamadutaha uchuhu. Yamadutas spoke like this. These questions they raised. Question number 1. I mean, they're not like that, but this is how they begin. Saying, Kati santiha shastaro. Jiva lokasya vai prabho, tvai vidhyam kurvata karma, falabhivyakti hetavaha. Kati, how many santi there are, shastaro, the controllers? How many controllers are there? What's going on? How many controllers are there? Jiva lokasya vai prabho. Our prabhu, our master, jiva lokasya, jiva lok, these planets where human beings reside. How many controllers are there? Trai vidhyam kurvataha karma. And how many causes of the manifestations that they act trai vidhyam kurvataha karma. The living entities in jiva loka, in the human beings' planets, they perform activities as per sattva, raja, tama, trai vidhyam kurvataha karma. So the manifestation of the results, how many causes are there of that result? How many causes are responsible for manifesting various results of activities performed under three modes of material nature? We'll understand this better as we read the purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Yamadutas, the order carriers of Yamaraj, were so disappointed that they asked their master, almost in great anger, whether there were many masters other than him. Furthermore, because the Yamadutas had been defeated and their master could not protect them, they were inclined to say that there is no need to serve such a master. If a servant cannot carry out the order of his master without being defeated, what is the use of serving such a powerless master? Who would like to serve? So they are seeing more than one master here. They were thinking he was the one, but doesn't look like. Hence the question, Kati, how many are there? Masters are there. And they continue their reporting and presentation and questions.
Yadi shur bahaho loke shastaro dandadharinaha kasya shatam nava kasya mrutyus amritameva va. And if there are, yadi, if there are bahavo, many shastaraha dandadharinaha, the controllers and persons responsible for taking decision and punishing the culprits, then kasya shata nava kasya mrutyus amrutameva va. Is there more than one? According to Yamadutas, they think this will create a lot of difficulties. Even if there are only two or two parties with so many in each party, or just one in each party, then translation says it very clearly. Let's go for that. If this universe, there are many rulers and justices who disagree about the punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize each other. The two judges are fighting with each other and their judgment may get neutralized. And no one will be punished in the process. Or rewarded. So that's one scenario. Otherwise, if there are contradictory acts, fail to neutralize each other, then everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. Like if there were two temple authorities and they're fighting over a bhakta. One says, no, no, he should stay. Other one says, no, out. My way or the highway. You heard of that? My way or the highway. So, if they're fighting it out, actions will neutralize each other on these two authorities, then they neither stay, no decision, neither staying or neither leaving. But if they act fail to neutralize, or these two ISKCON authorities, each other, then that bhakta will have to go and stay. Not clear. This is quite confusion. Even to understand this is quite confusion. What's going on here? So, because the Yamadutas had been unsuccessful in carrying out the order of Yamaraj, they doubted whether Yamaraj actually had the power to punish the sinful. Although they had gone to arrest Ajamil, following orders, Yamaraja's orders, they found themselves unsuccessful because of the order of some higher authority. Therefore, they were unsure of whether there are many authorities or only one. If there were many authorities who gave different judgments, which could be contradictory, a person might be wrongly punished or wrongly rewarded, or he might be neither punished nor rewarded. According to our experience in the material world, a person punished in the court may appeal to another. Thus, the same man may be either punished or rewarded according to different judgments. However, in the law of nature or court of supreme personality of Godhead, there cannot be such contradictory judgments. Judges and their judgments must be perfect and free from contradiction. Actually, the position of Yamaraj was very awkward in the case of Ajamil, because Yamadutas were right in attempting to arrest Ajamil, but the Vishnudutas had baffled them. Although Yamaraj, under these circumstances, was accused by both Vishnudutas and Yamadutas, he is perfect in administering justice because he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he will explain what his real position is and how everyone is controlled by Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead. So, even his judgment was right according to him, but now he's going to explain that it's not just me, you know. There is someone other than me. And that was his decision. So, I'm helpless. And this will clarify the doubt of his servants, because they always thought he was the only one. No one equal to him, no one above him. But now their boss, the master, is going to reveal unto them, no, that's not the case. I mean, this was my decision, but my boss intervened. And Vishnudutas were there, and it's perfectly all right with me. Kintu shastri bahutveshad bahunam iha karminam shastritva pacharohi yatha mandala vartinam. Yamadutas, they're thinking, I mean, fine, there could be more than one judge. There could be different judges. But there should be one judge above all these different judges. They are thinking that would be appropriate. Mandala Vartinaha. Since there are many different karmis or workers, there may be different judges or rulers to give them justice. But as one central emperor controls different departmental rulers, there must be one supreme controller to guide all the judges. And there is one which they don't know. Or they thought they knew. And they were thinking that was Yamaraj, but that's not the case. So Yamaraj is going to correct them. And yes, such is the arrangement. There are so many controllers. I'm just one of them. And there is one supreme above all of us. In the government management, Prabhupada writes, there may be a departmental official to give justice to different persons, but the law must be one. And that central law must control everyone. Yamadutas could not imagine that two judges could have two different verdicts in the same case. And therefore they wanted to know who the central judge is. Yamadutas were certain that the Yamaraj was the most... Ajamil was the most sinful man. But although Yamaraj wanted to punish him, the Vishnudutas excused him. This was puzzling situation that Yamadutas wanted Yamaraj to clarify. Atastvameko bhutanam seshvaranam adhishvaraha shastadandadharo nrinam shubha shubha vivechanaha.
So, Yamadutas are, yeah, they say, we always thought, ataha, tvameko bhutanam ishvaranam adhishvara. Tvamek, you are the only one, ek. Bhutanam ishvaranam adhishvaraha. Of all the living entities, you are the only controller. Shasta, dandadhara, you have a dand, you have a, the rod meant for punishment. And you are shubha, ashubha, vivechanaha, nridam of all the human beings, shubha, pious, ashubha, impious activities, you would take into consideration and discriminate and come to the judgment. And we thought that was you. You are the only one. Tvameko bhutanam shasta dandadharaha ishvaraha. But, so that was our understanding. We assumed like that. But now they say, tashyate vihito dando na loke vartate adhuna chaturbhir adbhutai siddhair agyati vipralambhita. But from what we experience today is something different. We were convinced that you were the one, but now your orders, ordained by you, some direction, some assignment, oh, go bring that person, this person to me. Na loke vartate adhuna, that doesn't work anymore. Your orders are not final. This is our experience, first-hand experience. We were just there, and someone else came, and sounded like they had come from another authority, higher authority. So, your orders are not final anymore. They are being foiled and defeated. And they say, this was done, we saw, chaturbhir adbhutai siddhai. Now those four persons came, they were adbhutai, they were amazing. Siddhai, they seemed perfect personalities, and they had another order contrary to yours, and they surpassed vipralambhita. They surpassed your orders. Or your order. And so we have come to conclusion that your rule doesn't work out anymore. And they further state a couple of things before they give floor to Yamaraj to speak. Niyamanam tava adeshas asmabhir yatana grihan vyamuchayan patakin chitva pashan prasayate. So niyamanam, we were just bringing him to you, it's a Jamil. And this was tava adesha, we thought this was your order. And we are bringing him right to the yatana grihan, the torture chambers. We're bringing him to the capital, Sanyamani, and bringing him to the torture chambers. But vyamuchayan, but they were liberated. This patakin, this sinful person, as we had tied him with a rope, this
Chaturbhir Adbhutai Siddhai. Those four persons came, they were amazing, effulgent, powerful, authoritative, and they just cut the ropes, chitva, they just cut the ropes, prasaihya, by force. And we were helpless. We could do nothing. We just had to come empty-handed, leaving that most sinful, wretched person behind. And now, what they really are interested to know is this. They say, Tan. They're only thinking all the way to Yamaraja's abode, and while being there, they're only thinking and thinking of those four persons. They couldn't get them off, out of their head and mind. Although they were out of sight, they were on their mind, in their mind, stuck. And they looked very beautiful, powerful, and tan te vedutum icchamaha yadino manyase kshamam narayanate bhite ma bhair ityaya yayur drutam. So veditum icchamaha, it is our desire to know. We want to know about them. Yadi no manyase kshamam. And if you think we are competent or qualified, deserving candidates to know this, about these matters, then only, of course, it is up to you. If you think we are fit and it is appropriate that we know this, then please explain about those people. And they want to say a little more about those people. You know, what they did was Narayana iti abhihite. As this person, Ajamil, he said, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. You know, they came Ayayur. Drutam, quickly, instantly they arrived. As soon as this Ajamil said, Narayan, Narayan, they were there. Drutam, they did not lose a second. And upon their arrival, they took the side of this Ajamil and they said, hey, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. No fear. We are here. Don't be afraid. Ma bhaista. Ma suchaha. Like that. Ma bhai. Bhai iti. They were comforting him and they said, don't be afraid. Do not fear. So we want to know about these people and other matters that we have, we are concerned and confused. Purport. The order carriers of Yamaraj, being very much aggrieved because of their defeat by the four Vishnudutas, wanted to bring them before Yamaraj and if possible punish them. Otherwise, they desired to commit suicide. Whether they were desiring to commit suicide if they were not punished. And before pursuing either course, however, they wanted to know about Vishnudutas from Yamaraj, who is also omniscient. So Yamaraj is all-knower. So he wanted to know this. So if he would not satisfy, then we are going to commit suicide. He better explain to us. Or we are going to resign. Here is our letter of resignation. We resign here. We'll find another master, job, some powerful one, whose orders we could follow and execute. Badarayani ruvacho. Shukadev Goswami is just making a comment. Iti devaha sa aprishtaha prajasayamano yamaha pritaha swadutan pratyaha smaran padam bhujam harehe. Iti, like this. Iti means like this. Aprashtaha, questioned. When he was questioned, praja sayamano yamaha, Yamaraj, the master of sayamani, when he was questioned like this, pritaha, he seemed very pleased. Swadutan, with his own dutas, his representatives, his order carriers, he seemed very pleased with them. And pratyaha, he spoke, he was now about to give the reply. And he's replying how? Smaran padam bhujam harehe. Yamaraj, their boss, is not surprised or he's not furious. Hey, what? This happened. Okay, let's go. I also join you. I'm very much disturbed with these developments. My orders are not final anymore. Someone else interferes. So this wasn't the response. He was not angry. That was their idea or their expectation. Yamadutas were expecting that when Yamaraj listens to this, he is going to be finally understanding what we are talking about. He's going to be furious. He's going to take some action. And he's going to back us up. But nothing of the sort. Instead, they see a smile on his face. He's smiling. He's happy. Pleased with all this reporting. And not only that, he gets into some... Hey, what are you? What is he doing? He immediately gets into the... He's remembering someone, praying to somebody. His mood changes. He goes internal, his feelings. And Sukadev Goswami says, Smaran padam bhujam harehe. While remembering the lotus feet of Hari, Yamaraj now wants a reply. Not just whimsically or... First of all, now it's an important task, so it has to be accompanied by the prayer and remembrance of the Lord, so that the judgment, his words would be full of truth. Full of knowledge. He wants to connect with the source of knowledge, with the Lord. And then he is now Paro madanyo jagatas tastushascha utam protam patavadyatra vishvam yadamshato vasya sthiti janmanasha nasho tavad yasya vasecha lokaha. And as soon as he begins to speak, first thing Yamaraj says, admits, yes, yes, I want to make it very clear in my opening dialogue. Paraha madanyaha jagataha. Yes, yes, there is someone. Anyaha is another one above me. Yes, such person exists. You had some doubt about this, but I want to confirm. Yes, there is someone above me. And he's all pervading, all powerful, he's everywhere, filling up this universe. Otam protam pata, like he says, Ajamil is memorizing it. Like in the cloth, there are some threads going this way, otam, some threads are going that way, protam. So threads are everywhere. Some this way and that way. Throughout the cloth there are threads. So using this example says, my Lord, my boss, someone above me, he is otam protam, like that. That is his position. Yada anshato vasya siti janmanashaha. And just his partial expansions, they undertake big, big tasks like creation of this entire cosmic manifestation. Sthiti janma nashaha. The creation, maintenance and destruction is just handled by his expansions. He doesn't even have to take part in this. He's that powerful personality. And nasi utavat yasya vasecha lokaha. Like a big powerful bull, oxen is controlled by putting nasi, the rope, through the nostrils. And you could, bullock cart, ox cart, the plowman could easily control the bulls, just handing the rope. Likewise, yasya vasecha lokaha, all the planets and their controllers, like we have this rope in our nose, and ropes are in his hands. He's the boss. We are just a puppets, just oxen. That is just has to turn this way, turn that way. We are. Order carriers, purport. Yamaraj suspected that there was a ruler even above Yamaraj. To eradicate their doubts, Yamaraj immediately replied, yes, there is one supreme controller above everything. Yamaraj is in charge of some of the moving, living entities, namely human beings, but animals who also move are not under the control, not under his control. Only human beings have consciousness of right and wrong, and among them only those who perform sinful activities come under the control of Yamaraj. Therefore, although Yamaraj is a controller, he's only a departmental controller of a few living entities. There are other demigods who control many other departments, but above them all is one supreme controller, Krishna. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha sachidananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam. The supreme controller is Krishna. And there are more purport. Prabhupada is quoting also Bhagavad Gita, Mattaha Paratram, Nanyat Kinchidastidha, no one superior, no one equal, and like that. And we're going to skip one verse there. Aham Mahendra, says. Aham. He gives the whole list. He's Yamaraj speaking. He says, myself, Mahendra, there's Indra, Nirruti. Nirruti. Varuna. No, Nirruti is a category or a name of a demigod. Prachetaha, the Varuna's controller of water. Somaha, the moon. Agni, there's fire. Ishaha, Isha is Shiva. Pavanaha, air, in charge of air. Pavan, Pavanasut, Hanuman. Virinchi, Brahma. Aditya, Vishve, Vasavo. Atha Sadhya, Marudganaha, Rudraganaha, Sasiddhaha, Annecha e Vishva Srajo, Amaresha, Bhragu, Adayo, Asprashta Rajasthamaskaha. He's giving a whole big list, but not complete, of course. That list would, complete list would have 33 crore. 330 million demigods. He's saying, all of us. And Naviduhu Sprashtamaya. We just don't know him fully well. And he says, you know, some of us sattva pradhanaha. Some of us demigods are predominantly in mode of goodness. But there are upadevas. There are sub-demigods. And there are others. Upadevaha. I mean, we have difficulty understanding him. Api kim tato anyaha. Then what to speak of others? Even sattva pradhanas like myself and several others have difficulty understanding. We cannot under na viduhu and ihitam, his activities, we can't understand. Sprashtamayaha. We just get bewildered and we just don't know him fully well. Like yashantam naviduhu sura suragana devaya tasmai namaha. At the end of Bhagavatam says that Lord who is glorified, yam brahma varunendra rudra marutastunvanti divyaistavai, that Lord who is glorified by Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Marutas, Stunvanti. They praise him. Stunvanti Divyaistavai. Aguttama Sloka. The choicest poetry, mantras, stutis, they employ, they use to glorify the Lord. Gayanti yam samaga. And then, so many shastras, Vedais, Sangakramopanishadai, Gayanti yam samaga. And all the Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, they all Gayanti. They're singing the glories of the Lord. Chanting the glories of the Lord. This is second thing. Third thing is, Dhyanavastita tadagatena manasa pashyantiyam yoginaha, and that Lord who is glorified by the demigods, that Lord who is glorified throughout all the scriptures, and that Lord whom the yogis are trying to capture within their heart or meditate upon Him within their hearts, dhyana avasthita tadagatena manasa manasa pashyanti, with their minds pashyanti, visualize. Or with a transcendental vision, they see Him within the heart. So that Lord, yasya antam na viduhu, this kind of Lord, His anta, His end is not known to anybody. That is why He's known as ananta. Ananta shesh. He's unlimited. Yasya antam na viduhu. Who do not know? Sura suraganaha. Of course demons do not know, but even demigods do not know. Sura suragana na jananti na viduhu. They do not know. So it's the same thing has been stated here by Yamaraj, that we know Him something, somewhat, but we don't know Him fully, and we are sattva pradhan, and this is then what to speak of so many others, and what to speak of other demigods, and then what to speak of other human beings, and what to speak of Germans and Europeans and all those people in Las Vegas. Even those in mode of goodness, like many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada further clarifies in the purport that point. And yeah, Prabhupada is quoting also Bhagavatam verse, O King Yudhishthira Maharaj, as stated by Bhishma Dev to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the first canto. O King, no one can know the plan of Lord Sri Krishna, even though the great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. So 1916, first canto, 9th chapter, 16th verse. O King, no one can know the plan of Lord Krishna, even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively and discuss, they are still bewildered. And like that. And the next. Yam vaina gobhir manasa subhirva rida gira vasubhrato vichakshate atmanamananta rudi santamatmanam chakshur yathaiva kruta. Tataha padram. Translation. As the different limbs of the body cannot see the eyes. Do they see? Different limbs of the body do not see the eyes. The living entity cannot see the Supreme Lord, who is situated as super soul in everyone's heart. Not by the senses, by the mind, by the life air, by the thoughts within the heart, or by vibrations of the words can the living entities ascertain the real situation of the Supreme Lord. purport, Prabhupada writes, although the different parts of the body do not have the power to see the eyes directly, eyes direct the movements of body's different parts. The legs move forward because the eyes see what is in the front of them. And the hand touches because the eyes see touchable entities. Similarly, every living being acts according to the direction of the super soul, who is situated within the heart. It's like eyes are directing all the wanderings of different limbs of the body. The hand is working, feet is working. Because eyes are directing, eyes are seeing. So likewise, living entities are like the limbs, and Lord is like the eyes. So Lord shows, and then living entity moves, makes moves. So control like that. Tasya atma tantrasya harir adhishituhu parasya maya adhipater mahatmana prayena duta ihavai manohara charanti tadrupa gunaswabhavaha. So now, after mentioning that Lord Yamaraj wants to say something about the Vishnudutas, because that was there. This was very much bothering, and they wanted to know about those. So those Vishnudutas. So Yamaraj says, Tasya atma tantrasya harir adhishituhu. Parasya maya adhipater mahatmana. First of all, you know, their boss, this Vishnuduta's boss, is just atmatantrasya. He is just independent, and there's no one above him, and he is just self-sufficient and fully independent. And he has power, maya, maya, adhipati. He is adhipati of maya, this whole cosmic creation. And like that, harer adhi, ishituhu. He is just controller of, master of everything. And he is trans, and he is master of the illusory energy. He is Mahat Atmanaha, Maha Atmanaha, his super soul. Maha Atmanaha, described as Mahatmanaha. Mahatma is living entity, but here Mahatmana is super soul. And you know these Vishnu Dutas that you inquired about, they are his Dutas. They are his people. They are his representatives. So certainly, they also are independently powerful. And he says, Prayena duta yavai manohara. They are very beautiful. My Lord is beautiful, so they are also beautiful. Like father, like son. If the father, parents are beautiful, then children are also beautiful. So my Lord is beautiful, so his servants are beautiful. But you are not so beautiful. Look at you in the mirror. You are not beautiful. But charanti, and they are always wandering. These dutas are always wandering, and they are empowered by such boss, such a Lord. Supreme controller, independently powerful, Lord has empowered them So his powers are also in them. So you are my representatives. You are. I could only invest as much power as I have. My power is, in other words, he's saying, my powers are limited. You know, you understand now? Do you understand? My dear children, he addresses them as a putra elsewhere. So children, do you understand? So Vishnudutas, they are, Vishnu is their boss, and I just described him. Shantam Navidu, there is no beginning, end, and it's just, even I can't understand him fully. So they are his servants, representatives, and you are my, I'm limited, I have limited powers. So only that much power I could invest in you. And my Lord is Rupa Guna Svabhavaha. Lord with form and qualities and activities. Yeah, he's not impersonal, he's personality. Yamaraj describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, was describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. But the order carriers of Yamaraj were very eager to know about the Vishnudutas who had defeated them in their encounter with Ajamil. Yamaraj therefore stated that Vishnudutas resemble the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their bodily features, transcendental qualities, and nature. They resemble, because Lord has a form, Lord has qualities, Lord has personality, beauty, so they resemble. Tad rupam, tad. Like he has, like Lord has, likewise his representatives also have similar qualities, beauty, personality, and power. Yamaraj therefore stated that Vishnudutas resemble the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their bodily features, transcendental qualities, and nature. In other words, Vishnudutas or Vaishnavas are almost as qualified as Supreme Lord. Yamaraj informed the Yamadutas that the Vishnudutas are no less powerful than Lord Vishnu. Since Vishnu is above Yamaraj, Vishnudutas are above Yamadutas. Got that? Since Vishnu is above Yamaraj, the Vishnudutas are above Yamadutas. Persons protected by the Vishnudutas therefore cannot be touched by Yamadutas. Bhutani Vishno Surapujitani Durdarshalingani Mahadbhutani Rakshanti Tad Bhakti Mataha Parebhyo Mattashyamartyanatha Sarvatascha. Translation. The order carriers of Lord Vishnu, who are worshipped even by the demigods, possess powerful bodily features exactly like those of Vishnu and are very rarely seen. Vishnudutas protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from envious persons, and even from my jurisdiction, as well as from the natural disturbances. Yamarajas. Concluding. He's going to say more, but this is a powerful statement. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Yamaraj has specifically described the qualities of Vishnudutas to convince his own servants not to be envious of them. Yamaraj warned the Yamadutas that the Vishnudutas are worshipped with respectful obeisances by the demigods and are always alert to protect the devotees of the Lord from the hands of enemies, from natural disturbances, and from all dangerous conditions in this material world. Sometimes the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are afraid of impending danger of world war. During Prabhupada's time, their situation, the world situation was there. I know at Jir Narsingha Kshetra, devotees were making bomb-proof shelters in Germany. Devotees were busy. Yes? Am I making a story or is a his? So I was told. I was visiting soon after they attempted that. And so there, such a scare was there. Devotees, the world was scared, and so were the devotees. So they would bring this up with Prabhupada, you know, their concern. So this purport must have been written around that time. So he's just including what devotees. Afraid of the impending danger of the world war and ask what would happen to them if war should occur. In all kinds of danger, they should be confident, Prabhupada's reply. They should be confident of their protection by the Vishnudutas or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktaha pranashyati. She recited this many times so that we'll be convinced that his devotee never perishes. Material danger is not meant for devotees. This is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. In this material world, there are dangers at every step, but they are not meant for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Pure devotees of Lord Vishnu may rest assured that Lord's protection, and as long as they are in this material world, they should fully engage in devotional service by preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna, namely the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. So not to worry about the war, just stay busy preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. This is text number 18 of chapter 3, 6318. And this is our today's last verse, this morning's last verse. We have a few more minutes before it gets too late for breakfast. Or some of us have to eat on time. Dharmam, and first part. Prabhupada quoted this verse hundreds and hundreds of times. As you hear his lecture tapes, you will hear this. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. There are three more lines, but this part he would always quote more. Navai vidur rushayo napi devaha nasidhya mukhya asura manushyaha. Kuto na vidyadhara charanadayaha. The real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the meaning of that first line. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That, again, the real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much manufacturing goes on in this world. So many religions have come into existence. So many religious principles, so-called religious principles, which most of them are just concoctions, just mere speculations, and like that. So to defeat all these attempts and condemn them, expose them, Prabhupada always quoted this verse. No, no. Religion cannot be man-made. Or some organization made. It has to be God made and God enacted. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That was his mantra. Dharmam hi sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Lord is behind the religion. The religion, dharma, is a creation of the Lord and not a concoction of some human being or a demigod or no one else. Just one person. And that's the Lord, who is a creator, enactor, designer of dharma. I was reminded it can be said. But they say that the whole Bhagavad Gita is dharma, is given by the Lord. The first word of Bhagavad Gita is what? Dharma. The first word of Bhagavad Gita is dharma. First chapter, first text. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavaschaiva kim kurvata sanjaya. The first word is dharma. And the last word, 18th chapter, text number, is that 78? I think so. So last word is, hurry up. Huh? That's the beginning. And what's the last word? Prabhupada used to ask for references. But disciples would quickly, huh? No, wrong. Mama, okay. Last word is, first word is dharma, last word is mama. Mama means mine. So this whole Bhagavad Gita is my dharma. Given by me. Dharma mama, mama dharma. This whole thing is mama dharma. Gita is dharma. The laws of the Lord, Prabhupada defines dharma as laws of the Lord. So here is a set of laws of the Lord. This is Bhagavad Gita. Mama dharma. Dharma mi sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Translation. Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles, nor can the demigods or leaders of siddhas, to say nothing of the asuras, ordinary human beings, vidyadharas and charanas. So Lord has... They can't enact the religious principles. They can't create I mean, no demigods, no siddhas, no so vidyadharas, no human beings also. Manushyaha, asuraha, siddha mukhyaha, devaha, rushayaha. Na. You have to add na to before everybody. Na rushayaha, na. It is already there. It's already there. Na siddha, na asuraha, na manushyaha. They cannot. Only dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. That's all. Only him is competent. And so dharma is already there. You don't have to create another one. Why take trouble? Why duplicate? And read the purport briefly, quickly. When challenged by the Vishnudutas to describe the principles of religion, Yamadutas said, "Ena pranihito dharmaha." Yamadutas had said, "Veda pranihito dharmaha." Religious principles are principles enacted in Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order among the materialistic persons in the material world. So what they had said was correct, but the ritualistic ceremonies are mentioned in the Vedas, and Prabhupada says they are not transcendental. Ritualistic ideas, proposals, rituals are not transcendental, but still they have a function, a role to play in a materialistic society to keep the society peaceful. Those things are in place. Real religious principles are naistraigunya, above the three modes of material nature, or transcendental. Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore, when prevented from arresting Ajamil, they were surprised. Materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2:44, wherein Krishna says, "Vedavada rataha partho nanyad asti iti vadinaha." The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic ceremonies. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Vedesha sarvai aham eva vedyaha. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic rituals, are called Vedavadarataha. There's another short paragraph also. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraj. There are three ways you could say it. Vraj, vraja, vraja. Some words are without a, called halant. Without a. Some are with a, and some are with two a's. Some are without a, or some are with a, and some are with two a's. Like a rajan. When you say rajan, what rajan? There's no a. When you spell rajan, means king. O king, Rajan is without A. Like there are devotees also, the word Rama, they say two ways. Hare Rama, Rama, Ram, 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 Ram. So that's a correct pronunciation. That's another project. So, Mama Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Not Vraj. You have to say, oh. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is a real religious principle. Everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the personality of Godhead directly, or from His special representative as stated in the next verse, and that will be stated at 11 o'clock. So we are halfway through the third chapter of the sixth canto, and Yamaraj will continue his pravachan, his talk, his dialogue, conversation with his dutas, and he's authority, big authority. He's one of those 12 persons. They know everything. So we'll hear rest of the presentation by Yamaraj this midday. So please, as we have scheduled, 11 o'clock.